Here's our classroom pledge of the week. It is from Mrs. Martin's first grade class at Hayburn Elementary in St. Mary's.
News time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
A Florida couple gets wet and wild with a quirky car wash wedding.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
All right, Kevin, let's do it.
Yes, indeed. It is news time, and I think you know. When I say the happiest place on earth, who am I talking about?
I mean, Disney, obviously.
That's right. Disneyland, Jay. It is the happiest place on earth. But they may have to change that and put in parentheses a little extra info.
Okay.
After you hear this story, it might need to change to the happiest place on earth. If you pay for it.
Oh, man.
A woman was arrested at the Disneyland Resort and left people in shock as she was led away by officers from her children, from the theme park.
Oh, no.
Well, you know, Disney lovers watched on in horror.
Oh, wow. That does sound like a very well-written headline.
Yeah, what a headline.
Yeah.
Now, they were unable to, she was unable to provide them ID, the whole deal. Well, what was happening was apparently she snuck all her kids in for free.
Okay.
Not exactly sure how she did all
this. Yeah, I don't. They're probably not going to tell you either. They don't want people to know that.
Exactly, Jay. It's something to do with, I don't know how she did, but whatever. She got her kids in free and they were doing the park, right?
Okay.
And wanted to see her ID so they could confirm her purchase of tickets.
Makes sense, yeah.
They were on to her.
Yeah.
But she then refused to show her ID and just, you know, was being difficult with the police officers.
Right.
And the park staff, which escalated pretty quickly. And that got, more authorities involved. The police show up and they actually, you know, put her in handcuffs.
Had to arrest her,
and
yeah.
And walk her out of the park for failing to present ID to officers. And it is, can you imagine being at Disneyland and you get to see that?
I mean, I wouldn't think they snuck in because I wouldn't even think it was possible. I would think they probably, got into a fight with somebody in a line.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Or, one of those deals. Or, like one of the characters, they tried to grab a hold of their arm to take a picture. You know, something weird like that. Not somebody snuck in.
Yeah, you don't think that they snuck in.
No,
You're just sitting there going, ooh. And almost, I have a hunch, if there's two little kids with her, by the way, that are crying as she's leaving the park in handcuffs.
Good parenting.
Yeah, there's almost a little bit where a part of you that would be like, oh, geez, poor lady, something. That had to be bad.
I think I would be thinking poor kids. I don't know if I'd be thinking poor lady at that moment.
Well, for sure. But I mean, also one of those where you're like, I wouldn't think it was anything where she did something so bad, I guess.
You know what I would have thought? Probably a better idea to maybe have Goofy dressed as a sheriff to walk her out, so it's less traumatic.
It doesn't feel as bad, does it? It doesn't. It feels like it's part of the experience.
Hey, kids, I'm just going to take her to jail. It's okay. Let's go.
Trench coats in this weather, just kind of weird.
Yeah.
And Jay, it just doesn't, it is true. It is the happiest place on earth if you pay.
Yeah, that makes.
If you don't, you're going to leave in handcuffs with your kids crying.
Story number two.
Man alive.
That, my friends, is not the happiest place on earth.
Nope.
Ah, that's, man. Okay, well, let's move on from that one. Sorry to spoil anyone's, Disneyland dream that it was all happiness.
I think it's just a good warning for everybody. Don't try to cheat the system. Guess what? You're going to have to, don't mess with Disney.
But wait. Is it okay to do the thing where you say the kids' three when they're four?
Oh, yeah, that part's fine.
That part's fine. That is not really cheating the system.
Right. When never forget going to the circus. We're standing there. My dad's like, oh, and here's this is we have, you know, whatever it is, two adults and three adolescents and one that's under eight. No, Dad, I'm nine.
He smack you?
He just looks at me and goes, oh, yeah, I guess he's nine.
I forgot you had a birthday, little buddy.
I forgot you're not under eight. You're a year over eight.
Right. Oh, silly me. Now I have to pay for you. Isn't that great? Good luck getting a snow cone when we get in there.
Remember when you told me to be honest, Dad? Well, backfire.
Finally, today we have this one for you. A reptile rescue group in England is now caring for a toad that was found in a bag of salad.
Whoa.
That's a lot. That's gross. And yeah.
The toad was discovered in the bag of salad by a customer who returned it to the store and said, check this out. There's a frog in my bag.
It sounds like a terrible joke, but yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
So, of course, store officials were like, oh, geez, I'm sorry. Would you like to get a different bag? Oh, could I?
Yeah.
Why don't I stand here and you go grab it?
Right.
But they were able to put the toad into a nice little box.
What?
He's got some soil and some leaves to hide in. He's got a little water bowl.
Huh.
Chucked in some beetles for his dinner.
Well, why wouldn't
and
you?
He's loving life, according to Graham Martin, who is the rescuer of said toad.
Boy, sounds like
I have
the happiest
no idea where he
Earth.
Came from or how he ended up in that bag, but he's happy where he is now.
Huh. How many people are calling the reptile rescue for a toad they found in their salad?
I mean, apparently the store.
Yeah, I guess.
Which will lead you to believe it's not their first time.
That's probably true.
I have had snake in the milk that one time.
Oh, man.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Here's what I always think. Are any of the guys that are hot right now, like Morgan Wallen, in 30 years,
man,
will Morgan Wallen still be doing what, you know, Tim and Kenny are doing?
He won't be doing it for another 30 minutes.
Kevin James.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Who are you?
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
Okay, Kevin.
Dear Jay and Kevin, I'm struggling with my 4-year-old daughter and trying to get her to eat when it's time to eat. Now, admittedly, we don't have a great set time for everyone to eat dinner at the same time. I have two older kids, and then my husband gets home at different times each night. But I do set a dinner time for the 4-year-old and myself. The problem is, she never eats then. It's just such a battle every night. Then after a bath and everyone else has had dinner, guess who's hungry? She wants to eat something. My husband just says, no, don't give her anything. She'll figure it out. But my mom heart just can't do that. I always give her something to eat, and I'm trying to break this cycle as I know it's not the best. I'm looking for suggestions on how to help her eat dinner at a set time. I appreciate your help. That is from Cameron.
Okay, so 509-441-0999. I mean, I feel like the easiest or most obvious maybe for me would be, you know, like what are the snacks like in the afternoon, what time's lunch, all that other stuff. Create more of a gap between meals and snacks, and then we'll probably be more hungry at dinner time.
You're a parent, Jay, aren't you?
I mean, I don't know. I just feel like you must be snacking at some point in the middle of the day that is preventing her from being hungry when it comes time for dinner.
Could be. Or, you know, I do also think I'm a big believer in phases with kids, like where they just go through a phase where it's like, yep, just for whatever reason, don't really want to eat anything. I think the eating after the bath or whatever probably isn't even a hungry thing as much as it just is, well, I know I'm supposed to eat dinner and I never ate dinner, so let's see if I can get some dinner now. Let's see if I can get some food now. It's such a weird thing, right? Like, I don't know what she eats during the day. I don't know if she's at home or if she's at you know, school where they're giving her some food, or what the case may be. If mom's controlling all of it, then yeah, you're right, Jay. That's a you really need to just try to bump things a little bit earlier, then maybe that helps her be hungry for dinner.
Sharon, what do you think?
I'm thinking let's distract her. You know, if you can, maybe have her watch TV like Louie or some show like that that interests her. Or the other thing I'm thinking, too, is maybe a small puzzle that she could play with while she's taking a bite, you know, just lay it on the table in front of her.
You're just talking about during regular dinner time so she's not focused on the meal?
Yeah, sometimes four-year-olds are bored. They don't want to sit there and eat.
Yeah, that's very true. That's a great point.
So, yeah, I see what you're saying. Don't make the focus the meal. Make the focus something else, and then the eating just happens because she's, you know, multitasking.
A couple of people said it on, on Facebook, too. Like, take the focus off the food, and maybe it's just, you know, spending time while you and her are chatting, and then as you're eating, she just naturally kind of eats. You just don't even bring it up.
Yeah. Very good, Sharon. Thank you. Appreciate the idea.
Welcome.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
I remember going through a phase like this with one of my boys. I can't remember which one it even was.
Sure.
But they, you know, it was a little bit of a concern where you're just like, oh, what is going on? They never want to eat. And our pediatrician at the time just said, you know, I understand that's very stressful, isn't it? You're worried about him probably not growing up or being, you know, healthy.
And sure.
We're like, yeah. And he's like trying to adjust it right, like make us feel like we're really... And then he just looks at us and goes, guys, he's going to eat when he's hungry.
Just get him some food.
He will eat when he's hungry. He's like, so don't worry about it. There's nothing wrong with him. There's nothing going, like, kids sometimes just are going to eat when they're hungry, and we need to just accept that.
Ooh, what if you, someone on the text line, what if you offer them snacks they don't like, then they won't eat those snacks after the bath? Well, that seems, I don't know.
That's good thinking.
You know, you're like, oh, here's a... You know, a rice cake and a saltine. I don't want to eat that. Well, maybe you should have ate your dinner.
Oh, man. That's an interesting experiment, though.
Yeah. It just depends what the snack might be, too. Sometimes, you know, you don't want to eat the dinner because you want that nice, you know, ice cream or whatever it happens to be. I mean, you know, you can experiment with it. And at some point, I guess getting food in is getting food in, you know, as long as it's good food.
Sure. Yeah.
And
I think we've all experienced this. Sometimes you're like, I'd just eat something, for crying out loud. Eat something.
Absolutely. Yeah. You're just like, just eat something. Yeah. You know? Michelle has a different take on it. She says, the way we are with food sometimes makes me sick. Mm-hmm. Kids will eat when they are hungry. They don't eat when they don't want to. The food noise created by the parents that force kids to eat, let your child decide when they want to eat and when they don't want to eat, if they're not, you know, should just say they're not hungry.
Yeah.
Nothing like telling your kid, finish your plate so you can be big and strong, when really what we're saying is, finish your whole plate, ignoring cues from your body that could cause you to become obese. I mean, that's a heavy different angle.
Yeah.
But that is a different angle in there. Maybe some good points, maybe not.
Maybe giving a four-year-old a lot of credit. I don't know. It's hard to say. You know, you're also trying to figure out a four-year-old
brain. I
do think
they know when they're hungry, though, right?
I mean, sometimes they're going to manipulate you because they want to eat something different.
That is for sure.
I don't know if that's ever happened to anybody. But, you know, it's like, oh, I don't want that because I'm just going to say I'm not hungry so that later on I can say I'm hungry, but I want this.
Right.
I guess some of the people are saying, too, well, just keep offering the same food that you offered at dinner regardless of time. Because then they get the idea that, well, no, this is what you're going to eat.
That is your dinner. I'll save your dinner for later.
Right. And so people are saying, hey, regardless of if she's not hungry then maybe later on she says, well, can I have, you know, popcorn or ice cream? No, you can have what we made for dinner. And then maybe she'll eat it the first time and realizing that you don't get something else the second time. That's not bad.
That is interesting.
That's a pretty good idea, too.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the conversation continues on Facebook. You can get to us at Jay and Kevin Show, or you can continue to text 509-441-0999.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I'd like the unicorn frappuccino.
Kevin James.
Initially, it does taste like dream, and then your teeth start falling out, and it starts to ruin the experience.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
I almost brought Steve a drink this morning. I was thinking about it when I was driving in. Because he's got like a busy weekend ahead and all this stuff. And I thought, you know what? I'll just swing by, you know, whatever coffee place that might be open, which I don't even know what's open at 4:30. There's got to be one or two. But
Dutch Bros?
Yeah. And then I thought, well, I was going to try to get like a Frappuccino, like a milkshake kind of drink, because I figured he'd probably drink that. Would you even drink that, Steve, at that hour?
At that hour? Maybe.
Be worth a try?
Maybe.
All right.
It does make it easy, Jay, because I've thought about getting Steve drinks. And that answer right there makes me know that I'll never get him one.
The whole maybe thing?
Yeah, yeah, no, don't get me anything. I don't want anything.
Yeah, yeah, you know, maybe. I mean, you wouldn't have to drink it all. You don't have to drink it like Kevin, where he gets a drink and then it's like gone in like 3 minutes. I mean, you could just like, you know, work your way through it like a lot of people do.
I would definitely feel pressured.
Although the frozen, yeah, I'm sure you would. Although the frozen ones tend to get not as great the longer you keep them. You know, unless you keep them in the fridge or whatever.
True.
But if you leave that thing sitting on a counter, man, it's not going to be great after about, what, 20 minutes?
Yeah.
And I could see him, like, trying to milk that thing for 4 hours or more. Yeah, never mind.
Yeah, you're not getting a drink from me, mister.
Well, you know what, Jay? It's the thought that counts, so joke's on you.
Thank you. Hey, we got our VIP club all fixed up and ready to go. That's good news. You can check that out by going to thebig999coyotecountry.com. You'll see it right there. You just click on the country club, and then from there, you can go into the contests, and you can enter to win. In fact, you can enter to win every day now. You can enter to win for free. Like right now, we've got the pumpkin spice and everything nice sweepstakes going on where someone can win $2,500 cash. So that's kind of a nice way to spice up your October, as we like to say.
Hey-o!
Thank you, Steve. You like that one, Kevin?
Well, I did, except for as soon as you said spice, I thought of one thing and one thing only.
Pumpkin spice?
No.
You thought of spiced Coke?
I wonder if I could get that spiced apple cider delivered from Starbucks today.
I mean, you probably can't you?
Oh, of course I could, but that's exactly where my brain went, yeah. I told you that stuff was good, man.
Yeah, you can't get away from it now.
Yeah. Is that what you picked it up the other day, is that right?
Yes, Steve, yes. I picked it up the other day. I had it. It was wonderful.
And now you just want to deliver to your house every day.
Well, not every day. Again, I feel like there's so much sugar, there's no way I should be drinking it.
Right.
But if I could do, like, you know, maybe once a week, maybe that'd be okay. And it's only going to be short-lived. It's only going to be, like, sure, here for a few, you know, a few months is when I feel like it's that hot apple cider season.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Steve, sorry about this, but Rick says, I can drink a beer at 4:30 in the morning. You should be able to drink a milkshake at that time.
Oh, a milkshake? I could do a milkshake.
Well, what did...
That's what he said.
Oh. Frappuccino is not a milkshake.
Huh.
A frappuccino is not a milkshake. That is a fact.
Uh-huh. It's correct.
Yeah.
Try and argue with me.
Well, point being is I can get you a Frappuccino probably about that hour. I'm not sure I can get a milkshake at that hour.
Okay, that's fine. You don't need to. I'm just pointing out facts.
AMCO, AAMCO brings us a look at some entertainment.
He makes it easy, doesn't he, Jay?
Yeah, he just made the decision for me. And thank you, Steve. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. I'm here to help, Jay.
Yeah,
really.
You're doing it upright.
Am I?
The excitement that is currently surrounding Blake Shelton's new record label home is... pretty big. I mean, you got a guy that's one of the biggest, as we discussed yesterday, successes of the last, I don't know, 30 years?
Yeah.
Has a lot. What was he, third on the list of number ones?
20 years at least. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, probably 20 years, Kev. And he is rejuvenated as well. So, first of all, they had videos of... He released some new music into the record label's main office only. Like, it's not for public consumption yet. But he has some songs, and he's like, so he's playing it for his new record label inside their office. And there's, like, videos of people, like, singing the songs and, like, skipping and dancing and running up and down the hallways. They're just beside themselves with joy.
Yeah.
I mean, you got Blake Shelton, and he's got new music. I would imagine you'd probably be pretty excited about that.
As a record label, that is as easy as it gets.
Yeah, that's a pretty good get, I would imagine. Yeah, where you're like, oh, this is awesome. And then you hear it, and you probably like the song even more. It's as if you're Let's say you hear somebody's kid sing a song and they're like, oh, it's a cute little 7-year-old and they're singing a song. Then you hear your own 7-year-old or granddaughter and you're like, that's even better because you have a little bit more of a connection to it. That's natural.
Yeah.
I imagine it would be the same sort of feeling hearing Blake, who's now your artist, sing a new song as opposed to somebody else's artist. And he, I guess he's fired up too. He said, yeah, man, I'm ready to go. Let's get back on the road. Let's do the thing. So maybe he's rejuvenated after taking a little time off of The Voice. You know, it's possible.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was wearing him out. I'm not going to lie. I think that's a pretty grueling schedule when you're trying to do your own TV show, then The Voice, maybe tour, get some music out, and still have a life.
Right. Be a husband, be a dad, be all those things.
Yeah, that's just a lot. So good for him anyway. All right. What do you have, Steve?
Okay, I don't know if we heard about this or saw this or anything, but apparently back in May, I guess it was, the Met Gala. Familiar with that?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess Keith Urban was there with his actress wife, Nicole Kidman.
Yep, Nick.
Mm-hmm. As you call her.
Yeah, everybody calls her that. You know, all of her friends anyway.
And Jimmy Fallon was there as well. And Keith Urban was on Late Night with Jimmy Fallon this week. And they were talking about this. Apparently, they did a little prank on Nicole. And Keith was, like, holding her hand or something. And she was being interviewed by someone. And then all of a sudden, when Jimmy comes over, he, like, replaces Keith's hand. And so Nicole is holding on to Jimmy's hand without realizing it.
Yes.
And then Keith Urban walks around and starts, like, waving or whatever. And she was just very confused. Like, what?
That's a great. I love the fact that he was just willing to just go, hey, come here. I got a great prank. Let's prank my wife, who, you know, they're always holding hands. So it would probably be pretty easy, you know, where you're like, oh, yeah, that's my husband. Oh, wait, hey, I think I got it right here, Steve. But
we saw each other at the Met Gala. Do you remember this?
Yes. Yeah.
Because you were with your wife, Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, I was sitting next to Nick, and she had her hand on mine. And she was talking to somebody, and Jimmy came over and talked to me, and I say, jump in the seat, Jimmy, and just, like, slide your hand in under mine so she's holding your hand. She won't know. She's chatting to somebody looking the other way. So Jimmy slides in, and Nick's got his hand like this. This is Nick and him.
So they start.
And then I went around the other side of the table.
And she was like, what's going on? She's like, what? Jimmy, don't do that.
That's a good prank. I like that.
Yeah. And isn't that, Jimmy Fallon is the one who has the great story where Nick, as they call her, Nicole Kidman, had a crush on him, right?
Yeah, wanted to date him.
Yeah. And he was too.
He was oblivious.
He just didn't
even
get it. Yeah, he didn't.
Yeah, he was playing video games.
Funny. Yeah, he was oblivious. And then they kind of did meet. And he had a really bad outfit, like a really disgusting shirt something. And they're like, she wants to go out with you. He's like, what? Yeah. And he kind of messed it up. Go figure.
Too late now. She's with Keith Urban.
Nice try. Yeah. Oh, man. Kevin, you got anything for entertainment news?
I just saw today that Hoda Kotb?
Oh, yeah. I don't know how to say her. Hoda.
I know. Yeah. Hoda. She's Hoda. Everybody knows her.
There's
as
only
Hoda.
One.
Yeah. It's like Yoda.
On TV,
but Hoda.
That is so true. There is only one Hoda.
It's true.
There's going to be zero Hoda on your TV.
Oh, is she retiring
or
something?
She had her 60th birthday, she said.
Oh, wow.
And she's like, I was at my 60th birthday thing on the show. We were outside. All the people had all the signs up. There was so much love. And she goes, it kind of hit me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is the highest high. Like, it's not going to get better than this.
Okay.
Like, in my career, what am I going to do that's going to make this, you know, she's like, it just felt like it was a perfect time to realize, you know what, I need to move on. And she's, you know, became a mom late in life. She's got a 7-year-old and a 5-year-old.
Okay.
And she's like, it's time to just spend time with them. You know, might pursue some other things. But she said, as far as the daily grind of the Today Show, it is a done deal in early 2025.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, why not? I mean, you know, she's probably okay money-wise.
I would think that, financially, she's going to be just fine. I think that is probably very true.
Part of NBC for 26 years and on the show she's on for 17.
Wow.
So that's pretty good. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, it's impressive. And she's one of those that, I mean, I know some people don't like everybody on that show or it's annoying,
of course,
or this or that. But, You know, I always thought Hoda did a good job of relating to so many people.
Yeah, Hoda.
And she's also known for stalking. Do you know who she loves? In the music world. It's a country artist.
Ooh. Huh. I don't think I know that.
Zac Brown.
Really?
Yes.
So
she has a thing for Zac Brown.
So like she'll like travel around to his shows and stuff?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, Jenna Bush always gives her a hard time and says that you're a stalker. You basically...
Sure. Yeah, you're too much of a love affair.
Yes. But it's all done in good fun.
That's it. That is crazy.
Sounds like you're a little obsessed with Hoda.
I know one story.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I went to grab my phone and do the thing where I wanted to log into something. And it said, use Face ID. And I was like, yes, please. I always do. And held it up to my face and it just said, unable to identify face.
Yeah, that's the sign.
Is it that bad?
Kevin James.
Have you let yourself go? Is it time for a haircut and a shave? If so, use your passcode.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
I mean, I feel like that's the next thing your phone will do. Like, it's getting very specific with its notifications. Did you get the weather one yesterday with the dust storm?
Oh, yes, yeah.
And so, did you see? I mean, it was like, it was so specific. I'm trying to see if I might have screenshotted it. It was like, the wind is, here it is. It was a dust storm warning. Be ready for a sudden drop in zero visibility. Pull aside. Stay alive. When visibility drops, pull off the road. Put your vehicle in park. Turn the lights off. And keep your foot off the brake. I'm like...
That's easier to get hit.
Well, I was...
I mean, that's what they're saying. When you get hit, then you know, your foot's off the brake.
I think they're trying to keep you from, like, being seen, which, I mean, so that people don't, like, run into you thinking that you're actually on the road when you're not on the road, maybe? I mean, I don't know. I was just a very specific and interesting... I mean, I've never been told that or heard that before. I'm assuming they've got some sort of science behind it. But that's a weird one, is it not? That's super specific.
It seems weird that you would want to not be seen.
Yeah, but I think it's probably the only thing I could assume.
But if everybody did it,
then
there would be no problem.
Right, because they're like, well, yeah, if you do that, because, you know, sometimes when you're following somebody, you think they're on the road, and if they're literally stopped off the side of the road, that's how people get hit. So I guess that's what they're saying. But that was a weird one, man. That's a weird notification. That and, boy, you need a shower, I think, is the other one. Yeah. That does lead us to Williams, who said, William goes, did I hear Kevin is broadcasting from home and not showering? Yes.
No. No. I have showered every day. It's just, it depends when I'm going to take the shower. When I want to do the, it has to do, okay, so my legs are both wrapped up right now. I have what they would refer to as some sort of wound on both of my legs, okay? And because I have problems with heart failure and edema, which is fluid collecting in your legs, they can really spread fast with infection. So we have to be real careful with them. So I've been doing this wound care now for like 5 weeks, wrapping them up. So your legs, the only time you can either put these big plastic bags over your legs and get in the shower... But then I have to put a plastic bag over my arm, too, because I have a PICC line in, because I was getting antibiotics at home. So you've got two bags on your legs, you got a bag on your arm. It's just a lot to get in the shower.
So the answer is yes, William.
No, what I usually do is when I take off my wrap... I take off my leg wraps, Jay.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I shower...
Yeah.
So all I have to do is cover my arm.
No, I get it. You don't want to do it in the morning.
Sometimes I've done it in the mornings sometimes, but then there's other times where I'm just like, no, I'll wait till later, undo it, whatever. A nurse comes by, they'll do it, or my son will wrap my leg or whatever. But yeah, it's a lot.
We've got email.
By the way, Carlene said, do you really rotate batteries to make your remote last longer. I tried it when the batteries were low. It didn't work for me. Is that really a thing or did I make it up? No, it's really a thing. I mean, you just spin
I've never
them.
Heard that.
Yeah, you just like
never, ever heard
take
it.
The back of the remote, spin it, or take them out, put them back in, and they usually last, I mean, not a ton longer, but, you know, keeps from getting up at that moment and finding batteries.
So like 0.5% longer or something, right?
I mean, it usually lasts a few days, or at least that day. But yeah, I've had it last a couple of days where you just, in fact, I think the ones in here have done more than that, but we don't use the remote in here very often.
But oh, that's a good point.
It works. Sorry, it didn't work for you. I mean,
we've got email.
I feel bad.
We've got email, got email, got email, we've got email.
I only have one more that I want to address, but Kevin, you can go first.
Okay, mine is from Danielle, who says, "Hey guys, this is one of my favorite times of year. I love Halloween and doing costumes. I make a lot of my own. It's just something I find to be so creative and fun. I couldn't help but notice producer Steve in one of his commercials said that he is putting together a Halloween costume. I would love to know what he's thinking about being. Also, if he needs any help, I'd be willing to help him." And does Steve have a party or something that he's going to for Halloween?
Well, these are all great questions.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're all great questions. Great questions.
Do you have answers?
Sure. No, I was just planning on wearing something here.
Oh, that's awesome. I like that.
Potentially.
No, you should definitely do that. There's a few people who really participate here. I do like that.
Yeah, and I do have something, but I'm not sure if I want to bust it out. Or if I want to get something new.
Because you think it's... Oh, because you've already worn it.
Yeah, but not here.
Yeah, no one here's seen it. You weren't even here yet.
Yeah, that's a real advantage.
It really is, yeah.
Well, I was here last Halloween, but I bought a pumpkin t-shirt that I wore.
I don't recall that one. Yeah. Uh-uh. Well, you know, that's... You don't want to be the guy who's worked here like a week and then you just show up with like the craziest costume ever. Yeah. Hey, look at me!
Yeah. So, I don't know. Maybe I just won't do it at all. I haven't decided.
I think you
100%.
Should. I think it's a great idea. Whoa. Time out. I say go for it, friend.
Yeah, you got to wear something. Steve, also, I love Halloween. I like dressing up for Halloween.
Okay, then
I just haven't done it as much in recent years because I always like doing the
couple
costumes.
Sounds like you could go as a plastic bag.
Excuse me?
Do you ever feel... plastic bag.
Why would I go as a plastic bag?
I mean, how many are you using a day there?
Oh, I get what you're saying. The bags that go over my feet. Yeah, I don't think of those as plastic bags because if you saw them, they're like so stupid. All the stuff, the apparatus they have on them. Jay, yeah, that's what I should do.
Yeah, just go as a bag.
And just put the bags everywhere all over me and go.
Paper or plastic?
I like couples costumes a lot.
Sure, yeah.
Okay, and so you'll be plastic, I'll be paper.
Yes,
you guys. That's what I'm thinking, Steve, is that maybe you and I go as the couple this year.
That's a great idea. Can't wait. The Big